there's still so much to see.
You make me come alive.
Welcome to Explore Lake Murray Country, your guide to come alive in the jewel of South Carolina. I'm your host, Kelly Hughes. In the last episode, we talked to Michael Gettings, a local portrait and mural artist here in the region. But for this episode, we'll be speaking with Michael Mayo, the owner of Palmetto Outdoor in Columbia, South Carolina, which offers kayak, canoe, and tubing trips in the Lake Murray region. Welcome, Michael.
Hey, nice to meet you, Kelly.
Nice to meet you, too. I've heard a lot about you.
Oh, thanks for having me. I'm excited to tell everybody more.
Well, I personally, I've never used any of Palmetto Outdoor services, so I would like you to almost pretend that I'm a visitor. I'm not from the region. Give me a quick rundown of what Palmetto Outdoor does.
Okay, well, we're a tubing, kayak, and tour outfitter here in West Columbia, South Carolina, but we also service the entire region. Yeah, you know, we're here for two reasons. We're here to get children outside the four walls, help them realize there's more to life than video games and internet, bring the adults along for the ride. And then we're also here to try to support the tourism industry. You know, definitely we got some great restaurants and some wonderful hotels. It's a growing area. And this last report I heard, South Carolina's tourism industry is growing strong and competing with the rest of the nation.
Yes, absolutely. I want to know your background with kayaking and outdoor water sports and adventures.
Yeah, well, my dad got me to kayak when I was 6 years old and tried to unsuccessfully drown me all my life. It's the best thing he ever did for me. Yeah. Gave me a great appreciation for the river and the riverbanks. I've lived here all my life, and so I've got to witness what I would consider a resource that was neglected when I was young, and then now over time developing the green space through nonprofit organizations like the River Alliance, and then municipalities getting on board, building river walks, and then basically getting, again, children outside the four walls, getting families to recognize what's in their backyard. I can't say enough about access. I always like to ask the question, how much access is needed to a river? And the answer is more. There's never going to be enough access. And we know that there's our customers. We have individuals who come to see us, and they say, I'm never going to step foot in that river. And we believe them. And but we've never heard anyone say they don't want to come down to the river.
Yeah.
So what we find to be pivotal in this area and what we see potential in growing this area, not only through tourism, but then relocation stories. We started, we were lucky to be a daily detour for someone going from Ohio to Myrtle Beach.
Yeah.
We later became a destination, but now we have families that have written us, telling us that they have now moved here. They've relocated to this area because they love the area and what it has to offer. So ultimately, we don't want to forget our neighbors and that, you know, we have a very valuable resource in our backyard that we don't want to overlook, want to keep it clean, and you want to get down there and use it. Whether you get on the water or not, it's a beautiful place to be.
Well, you told me a bit about your mission statement and what inspired you to get behind Palmetto Outdoor and to start it. How do you uphold it on like a daily basis? Or how do you, especially in today's day and age, what you're saying about reminding teenagers and kids that there's more beyond the four walls and screens. How do you uphold this mission and how do you encourage those outside of those four walls to get out of there?
Well, it starts by offering a product that feels inclusive. Don't get me wrong. Canoes and kayaks are incredible vessels to get on the water. Some individuals think they're the safest way to get on the water. But what really started all of this back in 2006 was one access point down to the water. 20 concrete steps to the river changed my life forever back in 2006. But it was the device that we used. We use commercial grade tubes. They're not car tires. They're made out of a heavy duty vinyl tube with a nylon cover. That's how we got started. We actually now have a whole product list of different tubes you can now rent from us. And we've even begun manufacturing our own commercial grade high quality tubes. But in the end, it was creating a device and the tube turned out to be the perfect device for that individual that said they may not ever get in that river. But by seeing one of our tubes and then offering our product, we have, again, commercial grade tubes with a mesh bottom that women and youth really appreciate. We also introduced back 2 years ago a double tube that is stable. We haven't had one flip yet, knock on wood, but they're a comfortable watercraft that's very inviting that gets families down to the water. But it creates an environment so that someone who may not necessarily seek out this sport finds it interesting, something to do. And so that's what's led to this attraction. You know, I could go on and on, but we are in a very magical spot. being one in the center of the state, easy to get to, interstates coming in from all over the place.
Yeah.
But we, the city of Columbia, West Columbia, and Casey rest on the fall line. And so eons ago, the ocean used to come up to this point. I guess it didn't like the weather, so when it moved back to the coast, it left behind a fall line, which
wow.
creates a series of rapids. This cuts across the entire state. You know, Augusta's on a fall line also. Great Falls is starting to utilize their fall line with a commercial water park. But the point is, we got it in our backyard. It's right there where the Gervais Street Bridge. It starts right there where 26 crosses over the Saluda River and runs all the way down to the Gervais Street Bridge. But it's 7 miles of whitewater. We're very fortunate to have this in our backyard. And what we consider it is a connector between Lake Murray and Congaree National Park.
Mm.
You know, Lake Murray, we also are very fortunate to have a deep water, large resource reservoir lake that is super fantastic to get out on in pontoon boat. Again, Lexington and Irmo being nearby, Chapin having some fabulous restaurants to go to. And then you have this Congaree National Park, which, again, is very important. We have to remember that national park status means that it sits on the mantle with Yosemite, Yellowstone, Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah.
It's South Carolina's only national park. And very, very important to get to because you get to see a floodplain, the old growth forest, which we're lucky to still have, the Harry Hampton Visitor Center, and the boardwalks are wonderful. If you are invited to go see the synchronized fireflies in the spring, the answer is yes. You cancel all your plans because
oh, yeah.
it is very difficult to get in to see those now.
Very limited.
But then there's also water systems, and we do a trip, a guided Congaree National Park trip through the Cedar Creek Canoe Trail. This is a lot of fun, but what connects the two is the Saluda River and the Broad River, which forms the Congaree, and this right here is what connects the lake in Congaree National Park. And so, what you know, there's other cities that have whitewater in their backyard. Columbus, Georgia has whitewater. Richmond, Virginia has whitewater in their backyard. Even Washington, D.C. has the Potomac.
Oh, yeah.
George Washington just didn't go through the whitewater section.
But
we have something very special that separates us from those other cities. And I came here today to tell you what that is. It's the Spanish moss. This is the only place in the world where you can see Spanish moss draped over rushing rapids.
Really?
A taste of the upstate in a low country wrapped here in a convenient package. To go see whitewater, you have to go up into the mountains where there's only one hotel and one restaurant.
Yeah.
And then to go see Spanish moss, you're typically down there in the low country. But here in the Three Rivers region, we have that very special thing that you'll see as you're floating your tube down the river or maybe a canoe. You'll see that Spanish moss draped over rushing rapids. Only place in the world for that. So I invite everybody to come out to Palmetto Outdoor and enjoy our tubing, which is from Memorial Day to Labor Day. We open as early as possible and we'll stay open as late as possible. But we are open year-round for our Congaree National Park trips. Don't let the cold temperatures affect you whatsoever. In a canoe, our intention is to keep you dry. That's why we use the canoes. And, hey, for our out-of-state residents, we know that up in Minnesota and Michigan, 40 degrees here is summer weather.
Well, that's fantastic. I appreciate that rundown.
Yeah.
And it's really funny that you bring up Congaree National Park because our second episode, we actually had Park Ranger John Manchester on, and he talked a whole lot about what Congaree has to offer. And I love that you brought up your inclusive watercraft tubes, because John came on and talked about the inclusive opportunities that are at Congaree. For anyone who hasn't listened to that episode, go back and listen to episode 2. John was a pleasure. And I love that you saying all that really shows how interconnected this whole region is. And it's fantastic how you connected it to Lake Murray and how just going across the Midlands, there is a whole day's worth, a whole 2 days worth, a whole week's worth of activities and fun that literally anyone of any age group can do because of the inclusivity and these opportunities for anyone from any walk of life. Can you share maybe like a favorite memory that you have from whether it's a tubing trip or canoeing or anything, that you have been on? I'd love to hear funny, scary, silly, your favorite memory.
Well, there's so many to pick from. I'm just going to have to select from recent memory. We'll do Congaree National Park, but we have military bases around Columbia from Shaw, McIntyre, Fort Jackson, of course. And so what's always fun is when you see one of those staff members catch wind of our company and they'll come out with maybe two or three of them. And then the following week they show up with another five or six. And before you know it, you have a whole crew of them coming out from the base and doing these trips regularly for us. And then they begin to introduce more people and friends that they have traveling through the area. But this one group in particular recently went with us, and they went down, had a great time, and then brought some friends, came back. And when they came back the second time, they all got canoe tattoos. And so the third time they came, more canoe tattoos. And it appears that we've started some national trend that now canoe tattoos are being sported with military service personnel across the country. And we're proud of that. And once again, I have to say this just recently happened. That recently there was a weather phenomenon that we called the customer and told them that, you know, it weather conditions are uncertain and we can reschedule. They're like, no, we're only in for this one day and we want to go. We're going come cold or high water. At which point, our guides are the best guides in the world, and they committed to the trip, and we took them out there and they did it and had a great time. And then we're heading back up to Charlotte because that's where they were staying that night. Well, turns out the visitor center was closed and they couldn't get the stamp.
Yeah.
So before their flight left out of Charlotte, they drove back down here to the Three Rivers region to get their stamp and then go back to Charlotte to get on a flight and head out of town. So
Wow. Just
the power of a national park and that resource being nearby, you know, tubing. Again, when we started, we were fortunate to have someone who used us as a detour for the day. But we then became a regional attraction. We have families that drive. 10% of our business comes from Florida. We see 5% from Virginia. We're seeing a lot of participation from D.C. And these are people actually coming to the Three Rivers region just to go tubing. And nothing else. There's families that drive past Disney World to come up to the Three Rivers region, to go down this river. But what we do have here is something very special that with the fall line and the white water that families can enjoy. If you live here, you can just step outside and enjoy it. So it's definitely a southeastern attraction. But Congaree National Park is something different. It is a national attraction, if not international attraction. What we see with those customers, we see customers that are flying from Asia, from Africa, Europe, of course. They are coming here and they want to see Congaree National Park. As far as I understand, the park attendance numbers have continued to grow. We are proud, along with other outfitters that offer similar trips, to participate in this, to not only encourage participation, but also to help in keeping the trails clear.
Yeah.
We're not allowed to go in there and cut any trees out, but we monitor the trees that have fallen from recent storms. This helps keep the trails clear for our groups, but also for the general public.
Mm.
You do not have to pay a dime to get into Congaree National Park. It is free. And I remember recently that there was lines to get into Yosemite and some of these other parks, but not Congaree. There's plenty of room for you. But it's growing, so get there fast.
Yeah, absolutely. I love what you said earlier about how it really is like in our backyard.
Yeah.
We have these beautiful natural resources. And something you mentioned earlier too about Congaree was the firefly synchronization.
Oh, yeah.
Something that we over at Lake Murray Country promote is all these natural phenomena. So including the fireflies, we love to talk about the purple marten phenomenon, which happens right on Lake Murray on Baum Island. Fantastic, beautiful. If you've never seen it, we highly recommend looking up photos. Anyone from out of the state, brush up on it. Check out our website. We got lots of info on it. But we also recently talked about bald eagles.
Mm.
But what we didn't know is that right now is kind of like the peak for seeing bald eagles nesting and coming back. And I recently wrote a blog post on our website about bald eagles and how fascinating they are and how awesome it is that you could just go on the Riverwalk right down in Columbia and perhaps see one flying over, one nesting. And I'd love to know more about what kind of natural phenomenons you may point out during tubing tours or any kind of tours that your services provide.
Well, I'm glad you brought up bald eagles. I get asked the question, like, what my favorite bird is. What's your favorite bird, by the way?
I love a little bluebird with when it's like blue and it's got the pink chest. Mm. I think those are just like North American bluebirds or something.
Gorgeous birds,
they're
too.
They're so cute.
So are the cardinals, too.
I love cardinals. They're very special.
Yeah. It's South Carolina's got some great birds.
Oh,
so
yeah.
For birding, it's wonderful. The elusive ivory-bill woodpecker is the one that everyone looks for at Congaree National Park. None's been spotted in over two decades. It's just they sound like a buzzsaw when they crank up. Just all that kind of stuff. It's fun to come down here and look for birds. But yeah, I completely agree. The purple martins are beautiful to see on the lake. Also, best sunsets in the world.
Oh yeah,
from Lake Murray or nearby.
You know
and,
it.
And so it's a great place to go out there and witness that. The bald eagles, though, absolutely. There are nests along our tubing trip. Our tubing trip basically consists of floating from the Riverbank Zoo region down to the Gervais Street Bridge. But along the way, there's a pine tree. And at the top of the pine tree, there's a structure. It looks like a treehouse, but it's actually a bald eagle's nest. And as far as I understand, it's been an active bald eagle's nest for over two decades. Fledglings have grown up and sprung out of that nest. Aww. But what is cool about this is, one, you can't see it from the upstream approach. You can only see the nest after you've passed it.
Mm.
So I think the eagles had a plan there. But it happens. You'll have to go find the tree for yourself. I'm not going to give it away before I've given you enough information. But the confluence, you have two rivers. The Saluda River comes in from the west. The Broad River comes in from the east. Where they merge, we consider that the confluence. Some consider it the start of the Congaree. But since this is my interview, I consider the Gervais Street Bridge the start of the Congaree because that's where the two currents merge.
Mm.
However, even though we all look across that river at the bridge and say this is one river, Mother Nature would beg to differ. If you went to satellite imagery, you'll notice that the river actually doesn't merge for another 20 miles downstream of Columbia.
Wow.
You can look at the Google Earth or you can look at satellite imagery, and you can see the two distinct colors of river until you get close to Congaree National Park.
That's fascinating.
Where they merge together. And the reason why the park is so vibrant with life is because the sediments that come from the upstate, they flow right into the park and give it that rich environment. Now, I know I fell off track here, but what we're getting at is the Saluda and the Broad are merging to form the Congaree, and at this point, you have great fishing grounds for local fishermen who are, again, we got some great fishery here, and we can talk about that too. But the bald eagle knew about it well before us.
Oh,
and
yeah.
This area is like a small estuary. It's a beautiful hunting ground for bald eagle, for osprey,
yeah.
The great blue herring, which I guess is my favorite bird.
We love
it. It glides
them.
And then it lands in trees so gracefully, very gorgeous, and a great hunter.
Yeah.
But this tubing trip from the Riverbank Zoo region down to Gervais, you encompass really all three rivers. You start on the refreshing Saluda River. You merge in with the warm waters of the Broad. And then for a minute, you can have one hand in cold water, one foot in warm water. But it's a beautiful trip. You come around the corner, you look up on the hill, and you can see the State House. I want to consider this one of the only places you can see the State House from the river. And then at that point, you're wrapping up at the historic Gervais Street Bridge.
That is so fantastic.
Yeah, it's a great trip. 2.5 to 3 hours long, which is perfect for children.
Ooh.
10 years of age or older because there is a Class 2 rapid. This is a rating system of 1 to 6, but we have Class 1s and Class 2s. Nothing dangerous. It could just potentially, the Class 2 could capsize the tube, and it's not dangerous, but we don't want it to traumatize any children. And I will say right here on record today that as long as you wear your life jacket, there is nothing on that river that will harm you.
Everyone wear your life jackets.
That's
at all
right.
Times. Anytime you're in water, please, this day and age. Is there a specific time of year that you would suggest that people, if they want to go tubing down one of the rivers or Congaree, what's the best time of year, temperature-wise, weather-wise? Would you say it's summer?
Well, yeah, for the tubing trip, absolutely. You going right now would be ill-fated. But but our Congaree National Park trip, again, you know, this time of year is really perfect. Let's start with tubing. You know, tubing is, again, seasonally. We're guaranteed to operate 7 days a week, whether it's for two people or 10 people. We will run a shuttle. That was the premise of our business, is that we run an hourly shuttle from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock every hour to get you on the water. And this is from Memorial Day to Labor Day. But hey, in South Carolina, it gets warm a little earlier. We open early. And this year, we actually stayed open until the first week of October.
Oh, wow.
And so, yeah, it stayed warm. Tubing was still good. So we'll, if you keep calling, we'll keep answering. But Congaree National Park, however, it's a year-round operation. Now, yeah, if you're trying to go tubing, you know, anytime in May, the water warms up, you're good to go. Everyone asks what the temperature is. I don't know. I know it's refreshing. But the Congaree National Park trip, which we offer year-round, it's a very tough question to answer the best time to go. We say you should go four times a year. Hmm. Hit every season up.
Yeah.
Right now, being that we're in the winter, it's a great time to go because you can see a lot further through the park without the foliage on the trees.
Oh, yeah.
Your vision, your line of sight opens up a lot more. So it's a whole unique trip in itself. In the spring, when the green starts to come out on the trees, it's a color unlike you've never seen before. I just can't describe it. Again, have to come see it for yourself. And then in the summertime, you'd think there'd be a lot of bugs and you get bit up. Well, it turns out the water actually rejects bugs. So there are no bugs on the water.
Oh, wow.
The tannins in the water have a natural repellent for mosquitoes. Now, you know, there might be a horsefly that can push through from time to time, but you can go look at the Google reviews right now. You won't see any complaints about bugs.
That is so interesting.
The fall, it creates its own little special gift with the trees changing and all that. And then, like, we're back to winter again. So it's a beautiful time to go. I guess my favorite would be spring. But certainly you want to go with Palmetto Outdoor because we have explored the most of that park and we have found all the little spots. And one spot in particular is, depending on water level, we'll take you to called the Tupelo Basin. The trip itself is a three-hour trip. It's an out and back. Unlike our tubing, which we run a shuttle and you put in at point A and float to point B, our Congaree trips, we put in at the South Cedar Creek Canoe Landing, which you can do on your own if you have your own boat. Just go down there and do it yourself. And you can paddle in. We paddle in about an hour, hour and a half. Then we stop for a quick stretch of legs, stop for water, quick snack. Then we turn around and paddle back. But if the water levels are just right, there's this place called the Tupelo Basin. And it's a cut through the embankment that looks like a question mark. And when you get to the end of the question mark, it opens up. And this is quintessential what you have been looking for all your life. It's this big lake full of these big bald cypress trees and tupelo trees. And at that point, we kind of just sit back. The guides just let the customers go and explore for themselves.
That's fascinating.
It's a wonderful spot. I do enjoy and highly recommend. And I can't give enough credit to Mr. Bill Thomas, who discovered this years ago.
I love that you give him credit. Credit where credit is due.
Absolutely.
I definitely need to go check that out. I'm about to open up my calendar and actually plan my next trip with Palmetto Outdoor to Congaree National Park. That just sounds phenomenal. And I'm going to say it again with the backyard. I am a USC alum. So something that I really appreciated, especially in my later years as a student, people really started to embrace the natural resources that we have here, especially the river. I was in a lot of group chats and my class group chats. People would say, anyone doing anything this weekend who wants to go tubing down the river? And a lot of them would go to Palmetto Outdoor. It was a household name almost for USC students.
Oh,
so it's fantastic that people are really taking this opportunity and taking advantage of really what we do have, because you can't, no matter where you are in the country, yeah, everyone has a great natural resource, but we're so lucky that we have such a great variety of what you can do.
Absolutely.
Need
more ways to get down to it.
Yeah. And, well, I just saw something about there was a new Saluda River access point that just opened, correct?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Let credit where credit's due. Absolutely. Can't say enough for the leadership of Columbia and Mayor Daniel Rickman, our late Councilman Joe Taylor, who led efforts along with Columbia Parks to get a improved access point at the Lower Saluda Riverwalk. If you're familiar with this area whatsoever, as you're driving down 126 heading into Columbia, right before you get to Greystone Boulevard, the zoo exit, as everyone knows it. If you look over your right shoulder, you'll see that big rapid. Now, this rapid is certainly something you don't want to run on your own. You don't want to run without experience, and certainly not without a life jacket. But we have been putting our customers in below this rapid. Every part of this trip's been perfect except for that put in. It's been fairly treacherous. But just recently, December 2023, the ribbon was cut to open up that access point. It is. I encourage everyone to go out there and check it out. It it gives you easy access down to the water. What's very important about access too is that it's not just inclusive, but also makes it easier for individuals with mobility issues to get on the water. And there is a stainless steel handrail. You wouldn't think much of it, but that handrail may make the difference for someone to get on the water or not that day. And so these steps, I think, is going to change people's lives more than we can imagine. But what it does is it completes the perfect trip for our customers. You've driven here from Florida. You've driven past Disney World. You've come here to go tubing. And when you get to the put-in, if you have any, if you're apprehensive whatsoever, the last thing you want to do is slip slide your way into the water. Yeah. Now you have a grandiose put-in that looks proper and is easy to get onto the water, and at which point now you can begin your trip like you should. You'll go back and brag about it to your friends, and then hopefully they will also come and get to enjoy it. But yeah, that's. I'm glad you brought up the access point. That is, we're very proud of that. We look forward to West Columbia, you know, doing some improvements for their access point. And then we hear rumor that Casey might have a recreational access point going in soon, too. This will then help us lower our age limit from 10 down to possibly 6. And again, getting families outside the four walls. This just fills the mission altogether.
Yeah, I love accessibility and inclusivity because I think from a visitor perspective or a tourist perspective, they're trying to figure out what they want to do for summer vacation. I would be really bummed out if, you know, I really wanted to go visit Columbia, South Carolina, but given my abilities, I can't because they don't have accessibility. They don't have inclusivity for what I can and can't do. And I think really promoting that and bringing that to be a matter of fact that anyone can get in the water. Anyone can go on Lake Murray. Anyone can get in the rivers. Anyone can tour Congaree National Park. Really opens up the doors for people who may have had to skip over our region in the past. It's very important to us to be promoting it. It's very important to the attractions so that they can welcome people from out of this region, show them what, you know, Columbia, South Carolina is made of, what our four county region is made of. So I really commend the municipalities who are really putting a foot in there and saying, we need to have, you know, something as simple as a steel railing. That's not, you're not asking for too much. But like you said, in the long run, that really can change the game for someone who may never thought they'd get into one of our rivers. So I think that's a really beautiful thing, a really sentimental thing. And I would love it if our visitors were more aware of that, whether or not they maybe need those options. But for people they know or maybe relatives or just a friend of a friend, it's great for us to spread that word and to really make a broad, bold headline of how are we accessible in the region?
And that is, just to follow up real quick with that, on the accessibilities and the ADA accessible river walks. Just one example that we explained the scenario numerous times to families who are coming to visit. They have a range of children of different ages, and some can participate. Some are younger and can't participate. Grandma's with them. Grandma's not worried about getting on the river, even though we've put 80-year-olds down and had a blast. So, but what happens there is that the family unit can still participate together because of the river walks and the more river walks being built. A lot of times we'll just have the family members who can do the trip, you know, do the trip, participate, and then grandma grabs the children and they'll bring them up on the river walk and they'll meet them about halfway and they'll walk with the family tubing down the Riverwalk together. And so they're still a part of it, enjoying it, taking pictures.
Yeah.
It's a really neat thing to see. So that when it comes to a tourism aspect, we really have it all, and also including great restaurants and fabulous hotels, everything you need in a metropolitan area to really create a multi-day experience.
Yeah. I love the Riverwalks. I'm obsessed, especially as a student. I cannot tell you how many times that I've been to the historic Columbia Canal and Riverwalk. That is my personal favorite. Mm-hmm. No offense. I love the Casey Riverwalk. Mm-hmm. I love West Columbia Riverwalk, but I just love, there's something about having the canal on one mm-hmm. side and the river on the other.
Yes.
And your line of sight, you can see so far. So many people are always there, and that makes me very happy. Even when it's so crowded that you're sharing both sides of the walkway with people, it makes me so happy knowing that people are really taking advantage of the beautiful Riverwalk that Columbia has right downtown. Do you have a favorite Riverwalk? And I know it's okay if you can't answer that. You can't show favoritism.
Well, I can. It is tough for me to be able to point out the exact favorite, my favorite river walk. But sometimes I'll tell you this much. When I do want to hit the trail that's nearby and I'm looking to get on something a little more treacherous than a paved trail, I go find the DNR Heritage Preserve, which is in Casey. And I think it's a very overlooked resource. It's not ADA. You know, it is a trail through the woods, but it's a loop. And you get to see really the essence. You get to step outside into the woods without having to drive more than 5 minutes from downtown Columbia. So you also have Harbison State Forest, which is also really cool if you like to bike and do all that kind of stuff. But to get back to what you pointed out, I'm glad you mentioned the Riverfront Canal. If we can all figure out how to get the name, if we get the names kind of worked out here so that it's one complete project, that'd be great, but we understand. But the Riverfront Canal is more of a straight trail. Your line of sight is vast, and it's really neat that that's a contrast to, like, the trails in Casey and West Columbia, which are designed so that probably every, 50 to 100 feet, there's a bend so that your line of sight is stopped somewhat. So back to what we were talking about, the diversity of this area. So if you're a runner who likes to run straight level paths, the canal's perfect. But if you want a little bit of turn and twist, up and downs, then you might want to go to the river walks in Casey and West Columbia. So that's what makes this area so neat. We have two water systems coming together that really, at one time powered the city. Columbia's navigational head of the Congaree. So when we talk about riverboats or history, riverboats used to come up to Columbia before they ran into the fall line and then needed the help of the canal system to get them beyond. But side note here, there's a sunken ship in the river.
No way.
Yes. 135-foot rear paddle wheel steamer.
Where?
The SS Columbia.
Sitting
in the mud on the riverbank of West Columbia right now. Now, you ain't going to see it because there's probably about 15 to 20 foot of water sitting on top of it. But next time you're in the area and you're walking down the West Columbia Riverwalk, you'll see a plaque that talks about a sunken ship. Walk out to the ledge and look down, and you'll see the boat. Now, the boat isn't much left of it, so it's just looks more like a couple boards stuck in the mud. But I also do walking tours for free. I in my spare time, when I have a chance, I get down and do a walking tour. Sometimes it's 5 minutes, sometimes it's a half hour, but I tell a gold story of this sunken ship. And it's good enough that it gets the children off their phones and ready to go explore more. And so I invite anyone and everyone that if you'd like to come and learn a little more about the area, I'd love to do a walking tour for you and your group. One thing, though, that's important here is I do them for free. There's actually is somewhat of a charge. I don't charge you money for them, but I do expect that for this tour that you go out and affect change in some way. And so that's what I like to do for our locals and our tourists, too.
That's beautiful. Well, before we wrap things up, I have one last question for you. After all of the outdoor adventuring, folks are bound to work up an appetite. And you've been talking about this metro area and all the businesses that it has to offer. What is your favorite restaurant in the four-county region?
I'm glad you brought up appetite. So that is one thing. When I talk about the Three Rivers region being a metropolitan area where there's more than one hotel and one restaurant, that's very important. Every customer comes down with the case of river hunger. When you get to the takeout, you are going to be hungry beyond any hunger you've ever had before, and you're going to be ready to eat some good food. And it just so happens there's some great restaurants right there that take out in West Columbia. You have Dee's Wings. You have Savage Craft Brewery. You got Wico Beer Garden at top of the hill. Zesto's has always been a staple. There's a lot of great restaurants on Knox Abbott, both sides of the road. But the bottom line is river hunger is a true thing. And if for me, what satisfies me are those fried pickles from Dee's Wings. They give you the honey mustard, but I highly suggest the horseradish ranch.
Well, we love Dee's Wings. We love talking about them over at Lake Murray Country.
Absolutely.
But thank you so much for all of your insight and for really painting a vivid picture of Columbia's backyard. I'll
Absolutely.
Say it again. I am so excited. I'm already looking forward to any free time that I have this summer, because, you know, with our organization, summer's the busiest time. Mm-hmm. But for maybe our team to go out on the river, we'd love to do something like that.
We'll bring your fishing rods and we'll talk about fishing next time.
I just got a fishing rod for Christmas. So, you know, I'm ready to fish on Lake Murray, on the river.
Yes.
I love the opportunities that it all has to offer. But is there anything else you want to add? Anything else you want to say before we wrap up?
Well, thank you for having me. I always enjoy the opportunity to talk about this area. Living here all my life, again, I've witnessed it go from weed-covered riverbanks to now, you know, families walking up and down with strollers. But I highly encourage you to come out and check out our website, palmettooutdoor.com. Our phone number is 803-404-8254. And again, my name's Michael Mayo. My friends call me Ketchup and Mustard.
Well, thank you again for joining us on today's episode. And that wraps up this episode of Explore Lake Murray Country. Thank you for listening, and make sure to subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts so you never miss an episode. Keep up with us by following at Lake Murray Country on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, and follow us on X and Twitter at Lake Murray CTRY. Don't forget to visit lakemurraycountry.com to start planning your trip now.
Hey!
You make me come alive.
I've never felt so free.
Can't get you off my mind. There's still so much to see.
You bring out the best in me.
Come alive.
There's still so much to see.
You make me come alive.